I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine in the forecast today. We'll see a high around 84 degrees. Tonight looks partly cloudy, low 63. Almost 4 months after the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced it was closing two public housing complexes in Cairo, the head of the federal agency made a visit. WSIU's Brad Palmer was there.
Ben Carson toured the McBride and Elmwood developments Tuesday and then answered questions from some residents at Cairo High School. Carson says he didn't come to hand out money. He says HUD wants to form partnerships at the local and state levels.
There is a big problem here. And we have to be honest enough to admit that there is a problem. And then we have to do everything that we have the ability to do to fix it.
Paul Lambert has lived in public housing for 39 years and says he has faith things will get better.
I think being cost for being here, Lisa did make a step to get here. Well, my thought, he should have been here a long time ago. But it's never too late.
Another resident, Stephen Tarver, says Carson's visit won't make any difference.
And he didn't give us any plans. He didn't bring a check. He didn't leave us with any hope or any faith on what's the next move. So it was a waste of time, basically.
Tarver says he's trying to improve Cairo's housing crisis by working with investors from Chicago to purchase 10 properties in Alexander County to create affordable housing, including 40 to 50 duplexes that he hopes can be available within 6 months. I'm Brad Palmer.
A Republican state representative is joining the call urging Governor Bruce Rauner to issue bonds to start paying down the state's backlog of bills. Representative David Harris of Arlington Heights is one of the Republicans who voted with Democrats to raise taxes and pass a budget. He says the state's $14 billion in unpaid bills was a big reason why.
Unless there's some alternative, then I strongly encourage the governor to take advantage of the borrowing authority that he has and lower those old bills and start eating away at these outrageous interest charges that we have built up.
Illinois' interest penalty can be as high as 12% in some cases. Harris says the state should be able to use bonding to essentially refinance that debt at a rate closer to 4%. Rauner's not committed to using that bonding authority. On Monday, he said more borrowing in and of itself is not the answer. As Southern Illinois readies for eclipse visitors later this month, the nonprofit group Keep Carbondale Beautiful wants residents to help clean up the city. Sarah Heyer is executive director of Keep Carbondale Beautiful and says it's common for people to notice litter as they go about their normal routine. But something as simple as picking that up can always help. She says volunteers will work along main streets, and if there are enough people, work on side streets. The next cleanup is coming up this Saturday. We're going to see sunshine today, a high near 84 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.